Welcome to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. This is Tammy Benglu, and you're listening to the Voices from the Frontline segment of the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour. Today's show will have an hour of some important voices, mass leaders and opinion makers, and some of the most important struggles happening internationally, nationally, and locally. We've got Victoria Rodriguez, organizer for the Southwest Organizing Project in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and their voter registration project that they have launched preparing for the upcoming U.S. presidential elections. We'll also have Deborah James from the Venezuelan Information Office in Washington, D.C., who will be speaking with us live from Caracas, Venezuela. She'll be talking about the overwhelming victory for President Hugo Chavez, beating the referendum vote against his administration. We'll be closing up the hour with Esther Portillo, member of the FMLN in Los Angeles, who will be talking to us about the upcoming protests against Salvadoreño President Tony Saca, who will be in Los Angeles tomorrow. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Otra vez,
y gana la misma gente, estamos puñidos
otra vez,
el olévulo a la vida, que celebre esta acción, y nos vamos para la lucha, lo mismito que Bolívar, para ser libre, otra vez.
Welcome back, this is Manuel Criollo. And on the line, we have Victoria Rodriguez from Albuquerque, New Mexico, with the Southwest Organizing Project. Hello, Victoria.
Buenas tardes.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Good. Well, you know, I guess we're going to have a special segment throughout the next upcoming weeks up here in Voices from the Frontlines, discussing the so-called swing states. And that's why we had Victoria on the line with us, because obviously New Mexico is one of the primary struggles that both Bush and Kerry and also Nader to a certain degree will be sort of taking on and going out there trying to get votes. You know, one interesting thing about this whole concept of the swing state vote is that when most people are talking about the swing state vote, they're mainly talking about basically the very conservative vote, or, you know, primarily sort of middle class white votes throughout the country. So we have Victoria, given that last time in the elections in 2000, I think it was the electoral vote in New Mexico was won by about 336 votes, right, Victoria?
Yes.
Right. And so what we are trying, why we have Victoria today is that she's going to talk to us about a new voter registration project that SWAP has launched. And can you tell us, you know, what are you attempting to do with the voter registration project with the folks? And I primarily hear that you're trying to work with the folks that you've reached out for the last 20 years in SWAP to talk to them about the power of voting and the upcoming election.
And before you start, Victoria, are you on a speakerphone, and could you pick up the handset? We're getting a little bit of static.
Okay. That's better?
Yes, that's much better.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yes, 366 was the vote on 2000 election. That was the decision. And then also, do you want me to start now?
Yeah, can you talk to us about the voter registration project you guys have launched at SWAP?
Okay. What we have is, we call it 5700. That's because we have 57 contacts that we have built through the years around New Mexico, at the state of New Mexico. And that's why we call it 5700. And why we're doing this is trying to make sure that every single one of them is registered to vote and goes out to the polls. And how we're doing this, we're getting people, especially here, we're working in Bernalillo, Santa Fe County, and Eddy County. And we send to our people a message through pledging cards. And then also we're calling people, and what we want basically is people to get involved in the decision-making process. And this is not only because this year, through the years, we've been doing voter registration like every single year. That's one of our main things. to make sure the people is registered, and then also, well, it's empowering our communities. That's what SWAP does. But last year, because it was local elections and the city county, we, the councillors, on 2, 4, 6, and 8 districts in Bernalillo County, we started with our 57 plan. And like I said, we want to make sure every single person that we have in our list is registered to vote. And this year we started not only with those districts, but we started including 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 districts, also non-county, non-city, the out of the county. And then also we reach out to Santa Fe County and Eddy County. That's Carlos Beck, because we have members in those counties. And then also we call it precinct captains in different. We got people that is in our that are members, and then also people that is on our list. Give them the opportunity to start doing voter registration and informing the people that what's going on and why it's so special to go out and vote in this election. And that's the precinct captains. We have around 20 precinct captains outside of the or less than the people that work or the employees of the organization.
Victoria, could you describe for folks, you know, just, I mean, people here in Los Angeles, you know, the landscape of New Mexico, the history, I mean, a little bit of a brief background. I think from what I understand, you know, obviously New Mexico is probably the poorest state in the country. Also has, you know, obviously a very large and long history of Mexicanos in the state. Can you describe to folks just what, you know, what New Mexico looks like and what's the sort of demographics of the state and who primarily SWAP works with? I mean,
SWAP works primarily with low-income families and people of color that we call them. Also, yeah, like you say, it's a high percentage of immigrants because we have we are neighbors with county on Mexico. Myself, I'm an immigrant, and we work with low-income families and people of color, like I said before. And there's let me just tell you a percentage that was people registered on the 2002 election. There were 9,032,915 people. And Hispanics, there are 287,929. I don't know if I'm reading it right, but that was it's 31% of the registered voters. So that's the Hispanic or Latino speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but good thing is, I mean, we have 72.4 of the are Democrats, and Republicans we have 16.1, and non-party is 11.5 or other.
Could, you know, can we talk a little bit about, you know, I know given that we, as I opened it up, you know, New Mexico right now is considered one of these swing states, last time only going by 300 votes or a little over 300 votes to Gore. How does it look like living inside New Mexico right now? I mean, basically that it's up for grabs, and what has that meant on the ground for you guys? I mean, what are the presidential candidates telling the voters in New Mexico?
Well, the usual that every candidate and every run is by political directing to people, just trying to get every vote that they could get. And either putting issues that will be in interest of the voter person because they just want to gain any vote that they could get. And it's mostly what we've seen. And then also, like you said, being one of the swing states, it's like we've been swamped with other organizations out than the ones that we already exist here for more than 20 years. And then, I mean, it's basically what it is. It's just really just getting a political debate, trying to get as many votes as they can.
Victoria, in terms of you're saying that they're trying to get as many votes as they can, whatever means they can you give folks just even some examples of the type of messaging that each candidate's using in their attempts to reach out to the Chicano, Mexicano, or the Raza vote, basically?
Well, basically, is there, like, this is, like we say, a high percentage of immigrants, well, like mostly probably in California, you guys have the same type of issues, and then they say that getting people legalized, and then so mostly health education. Mostly all candidates get those issues because those are so important for people that live in low-income communities, and for everyone, I think. So that's mostly what they're just focusing on. And it's not like they talk to us as citizens, but they talk to us as getting a vote because I want to win. That's what they want. That's what they just going after. It's just, look, I will do anything you want, but just vote for me. That's basically what they're doing.
On the phone, we have Victoria Rodriguez with the Southwest Organizing Project in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're listening to Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK 90.7 FM here in Los Angeles. Well, Victoria, I hear what you're saying about both candidates sort of trying to target folks and say you got to vote, you should vote for me. But I know what historically this issue of the swing vote has looked like is that usually they try to talk to primarily sort of the conservative voters in a given state. In other words, they try to promise them, we'll get rid of we'll get rid of immigrants, we will get rid of welfare, we will, continue being tough on terrorists and terrorism. What type of messages are they sending to? And particularly, I know also in New Mexico, there's a long history of Mexicanos who have been U.S. citizens, and there's been a split historically in the community between, let's say, more progressive forces and more conservative forces. Who are they messaging to? Who are they trying to speak to? What are the demands what are the demands that at least SWAP would like to see each of the candidates make?
Well, like I said, it's like we would like for them to talk directly to us as a citizen, not as just getting another vote. And because I needed to win, but also seeing the local issues from each state. As for example, and we know that this is to all the nation right now. War is one of them. Also, the economy is another. And then we would like for them to also educate our people on the difference of the parties. And then also the economy is really, really good right now to talk. That's one of the issues to talk and to let people know the reality that we are right now, because we see in the media and they don't talk about that. We see in the media that it's getting better, but in reality it's getting worse because we're spending a lot of money in different countries, and it's money from every taxpayer. And then also, like now in Venezuela, all the money that is spent to get Chavez out and all that money that was spent for the referendum came from us, from all the taxpayers. And our economy is not good because we are looking to other countries, and we don't look inside and fix what is need inside, like healthcare for our kids, healthcare for the elderly. Instead, look, we're cutting every social services for our elderly, our kids, and also people that went and fought in the past. And, I mean, it's like right now we really need to go and vote and choose the right person. I mean, it's like we need to get out people that is failure to our country because our economy is going down.
Yeah.
If we don't get that decision now, it's going to be too late after November 2nd. It will stay with the same representative that we have right now. That's how I see it.
Right.
And that's how a lot of people is being answering when I'm doing and I'm talking to them in front of their doors, because I'm doing door to door, talking to people and see, I mean, how they see it. And if they see the economy getting better or worse, mostly they're saying it's worse, because instead of getting jobs, we seeing a lot of laid offs, and then also they cutting a lot of social services. Our veterans they're getting cut a lot of the services too.
And what does that mean for you? Does that mean, what are people saying? Are they saying, yeah, I'm willing to see another 4 more years of Bush? Or
no,
are they saying we're ready for a lot of
different,
we're looking for
no.
a change?
And let me tell you, it's really like a big response from people that's saying, no, I'm 70 years old. I never voted in my life. But this year, I'm going to vote. And because I don't like the government that we have right now, because we're going from worse to worse. And that's exactly what I'm hearing. And it's scary being up there and hearing people that never voted, their citizens all their life, never took place on the decision-making, because they thought and they have the thinking of why it's not used to go out on and do my right of voting and be part of the decision making, and now they're taking a step and doing that because they don't want another 4 years.
Mm-hmm. I know we talked a little bit about the different people that are going in, different organizations that are going into New Mexico. Could you describe both camps? I mean, where are they primarily organizing around? Are you guys tapping the same people? In other words, as you do your round of, precinct walks to try to register voters, are you seeing pro-Kerry and pro-Bush people out there on the ground with you? Or sort of where are the different camps hitting in New Mexico? What parts of New Mexico are they hitting up?
Well, they're hitting everybody, let me tell you. Like I said, I mean, it's because they're running and they just want votes. And they mostly want those people that are non-frequent voters or that never voted in their lives. So, but the thing is that sometimes they just fill up voter forms, but they don't do follow-up. And what we are doing is getting them register, but also walking them through the process, because it's not just this election that we care about, it's our local elections too, because a lot of the bonds are put up in the ballots and they affect our communities, and sometimes people that don't go and vote, it gets affected anyway.
Well, I think that this has been I really have appreciated about the SWAP work has been some of your projects that you've been talking about, at least your agitprops. I've seen that you have Gladys the Riveter as sort of a symbol of trying to get folks to go out and vote and the importance of voting. Can you describe a little bit of the Gladys the Riveter concept that you guys have been putting out in your website?
Yes, that's really neat, because she's 13 years old, and then when Carlos, our media person, asked her if she wanted to do a picture, she said, well, why? So he had to explain to her why, and then she was really excited. She said, yeah, whenever. And she was like the one that was getting, hey, Carlos, when we're going to do our the posting and all that. So then our message is, Swap is proud to present Gladys the Riveter. She's younger than Rosie. She's darker than Rosie. And she's not happy about paying off the country's debt. That's cut for the rich and paying for an unjust war, having sent this twin to work too early. Yes, Gladys can do it, but she rather being in school. Like, for example, in a war two, Rosie was this, I mean, probably everybody knows the history of Rosie the Riveter, but this was the big company that was trying to recruit women because they did a trough of men, and then that's how she did, yeah, we could do it. While our men is fighting in another continent, we could get our labor going or our economy producing our products so that way we could have money to continue. And but now it's like really, I mean, every child that is born, since they are born, they already have a big debt.
That's right. Hey, Victoria, thank you so much for coming on the show. And if people want to get in touch or find out more information about the Southwest Organizing Project, where can they go?
They could go to swop.net. Net.
Okay, so
net.
www.swap.net, and their telephone number is 505-247-8832. We'll return in a moment, and we'll be speaking with someone from the Venezuelan Information.